Now to a somewhat lesser known sport, parkour. It involves people running, jumping, and sliding on streets, off of buildings, and through parks. Recently, some leaders in the parkour world met with the International Olympic Committee, which led to speculation that parkour could one day end up in the Olympics. NPR's Sam Sanders has the story.
Parkour looks like skateboarding without the skateboards. Jumps and flips and slides over benches and fountains and buildings, even running up walls, all with just your hands and feet. A few weeks ago, the International Olympic Committee, or the IOC, organized a meeting with leaders of parkour groups across the world.
They came to us.
Dan Edwards was there. He's the founder and director of Parkour Generations, a professional parkour group based in London. Edwards says the meeting went well, like a good first date, perhaps the first of many.
It does take a few dates to begin to understand the other side and to begin to see what they really want and how they can make it happen.
Edwards says he's open to seeing parkour in the Olympics one day, and the IOC wouldn't comment on specifics, but did say in a statement that the meeting was an informative and positive discussion. But not everyone in the parkour community is feeling good about the prospect of major competition.
Back in the middle, everybody to the middle.
Jesse Danger runs a parkour group called The Movement Creative. He's leading a youth parkour camp in Manhattan, right on the banks of the Hudson River.
On your second time through, what I want to see is rotation. I want to see going sideways. I want to see going backwards.
Danger is teaching this class not as a sport, but as a way of life. Less football and more yoga. His colleague Jeremy Sanders says the goal of parkour is to compete against yourself.
Me, I'm a short guy, 5'6". If there was someone that was technically as apt as me, but they happen to be 6'3", they are going to get up a higher wall. And if I gauge my worth on being able to get up the highest wall, I'm never going to feel like I'm good for anything.
There are websites devoted to talking about why competition is bad for parkour. And most of the parkour competitions that have been held have flopped. I asked the coaches to show me how they would judge parkour if they had to. They taught me a hip roll.
Yeah, so sit down on one hip.
Kick your legs
kick
up
my
and
legs.
Over.
Okay.
And then you're going to stand back up.
Okay.
And then I asked Danger for a score, 0 to 10.
And if you feel good about what you did, then you got a 10 out of 10. And if you think you can do a little better, then maybe you got a 9 or an 8 or a 7.
All right. I'll take a 10.
Cool. Nice. All right.
Not exactly Olympic judging, but Dan Edwards, who was one of those parkour leaders at that IOC meeting, he says there's room in parkour for two worlds, competitive and non-competitive, just like another sport.
There are millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people in the world who run, who don't do it competitively, right? So running as a discipline isn't necessarily competitive, but it does have a competitive element to it.
If parkour does move more into competition, it could follow the lead of snowboarding. David Walachinsky is the president of the International Society of Olympic Historians. He says the IOC recruited snowboarding in part to get more young people watching the Winter Games. Walachinsky says there's usually a pretty long process to get a sport into the Games. A sport has to become recognized and then apply.
There has to be a regular world championship. There have to be regular regional championships, and there have to be X number of national federations.
Walachinsky says sometimes that process, which can take decades, is shortened. It was for snowboarding. That sport came into the Olympics in 1998 under the Olympic Ski Federation, instead of having to wait and establish its own infrastructure. Walachinsky thinks the same thing could happen for parkour. It could come in under a sport like
the modern pentathlon.
Yes, modern pentathlon is actually an Olympic sport. Already, since that meeting with IOC officials, leaders in parkour and freerunning, a similar sport, officially formed a federation, one of the first steps in moving towards Olympic competition. Back at that parkour camp in Manhattan, some of the kids there were fine with the idea of competition, like 11-year-old Paul Kratzios.
It makes sense. I mean, it's not that hard. Like, you just set up a course, you can do it, like, whoever does it fastest.
Would you watch a parkour competition?
Yeah, for sure.
Kratzios said he'd even compete one day, if he got good enough. Sam Sanders, NPR News.